Morning, Chris. How are you?
Ramadan Kareem.
Ramadan Kareem to you too.
We're not sure Ramadan either today, tomorrow, Wednesday, or Thursday, possibly.
That's correct. Yeah.
You are everything that I guess when it comes to culture, you bring it together. I think a lot of the time.
Very much so. Yeah.
We've spoken to you in previous years where some expats move to the UAE or the Middle East and not sure what's going on, and you give a good insight between the two.
Very much so, yeah. Connect the two together, make them better understanding, and so therefore we communicate better, and let alone of stereotypes and misconceptions.
Like that. Yeah. Can I talk about the Moon Committee first of all? Because
sure.
you always hear about, we're waiting for the Moon Committee to sight the moon. What is that? What exactly goes on and we're looking for the moon, right?
Well, now we call it committee, but in the old days and anytime, anywhere in the world, you just simply have to sight the moon. The lunar calendar month is 29 or 30 days. It cannot be 31 days.
Okay.
So now Tuesday, it's, 27 days of this month and Shaban, and then we need to see if we sight the moon, then, Thursday is the, or Wednesday will be the first day of the new month. If we don't sight it, then it will have to be what? Thursday.
Yep.
And this is the kind of way it is that, regardless if you sight it or not, the month cannot be more than 30 days.
Okay.
So will we know for sure tonight whether it's starting tomorrow or Thursday? For sure we'll know?
Yeah, tonight they will tell us if it is tomorrow.
Okay.
And if it's not tomorrow, then it's going to have to be Thursday.
For sure.
Yes.
And for people that don't fast, how long do you fast? Like, what is the time?
Well, it's very important to know that fasting starts from break of dawn,
yep.
which is for those who live in Dubai, you hear the call to the prayer. That
yep.
is the time when you abstain from drinking and eating and so on and so forth. Till sunset, at the very first dip of the sun, which mm-hmm. you see the redness around it.
Mm-hmm.
And so therefore, that's when you also, it's called the fourth prayer, Maghrib, call yep. to the prayer, you break your fast.
You know, one of my friends, he's just moved here to the UAE. He's Canadian. And he says, I said, you fasting this year? He says, yes, of course I am. He goes, I'm so happy. I said, why? He goes, because in Canada, sun doesn't go down to about 9 p.m. at night, saying.
Yeah.
10, 9, 10
Vancouver
o'clock.
Vancouver is almost 10 o'clock.
Yeah, so he was saying he would fast from the beginning all the way to 10 o'clock at night. He's like,
plus.
Here in the UAE, we've got it easy. And I thought, wow, I didn't think of that.
Oh, no, that happened to me. I have a business in Victoria Island in the west coast of Canada. And I went there at 7 o'clock in the morning thinking that in 30 minutes we'll be, done with the meeting and then I'll break my fast.
Yeah.
It was 9:45 and instead the sun is there. I was
really?
Like, I'm leaving this. I'm not staying here.
So as an expat, what is, especially here in the UAE, like what you do want to respect the culture and other people's religions.
Sure.
So, I mean, what should an expat do? Someone that isn't a practicing Muslim who is not doing fasting and not going through Ramadan. We can do things. They can do things, right?
Yeah, sure. Live life as normal, as usual. Even, Muslims who are, let's say, traveling or let's say like women who are pregnant or breastfeeding or menstruating cannot fast or shouldn't fast or if you are sick for the day. So technically speaking, you mind other people. Now, let's say, like I always say, it's very simple, like smokers can smoke, but not in front of us, not in our face, not where we eat, not in elevators and so on and so forth. So therefore, in Ramadan, you just simply gotta eat and drink discreet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But also the concept of words and body language, we try to be as good as possible by not offending one another, by not speaking ill language or ill thoughts, anger, all of that is eliminated. For 16 hours, you can try, And so we help one another make the best out of each other. And so therefore, whatever it is you are doing, try to mind those who are fasting people and bear with them, tolerate and, accept.
Really, really well said. Nassif Kayed, by the way, guys, if you want Nassif to come to your company or your workplace and inform you, you can actually book Nassif, which I think is really, really cool.
You can go to thearabculturalist.com for more information.
If you've got any questions you want to know about Ramadan, feel free to call us 04-423-1000. I think sometimes, you're not sure and you want to know things.
Yeah.
Nassif's here if you need any questions answered. 04-423-1000. How many days of fast? How many days? Not sure yet.
Well, you mean Ramadan is going to be 29 days,
29 days.
30 days maximum. Lunar calendar never exceeds 30 days.
Okay.
So therefore, even if you don't sight the moon, when it's the 30 days, then that's it. The next day is the new month.
All right. Thanks, Nassif, hanging out with us right now. Again, the Arab Culturalist.